Okay, Rabosa, we are embarking on a new big sugya. It's going to take us at least 2 days, at least. Hopefully we'll get make some progress today. And what I wanted to just to start off is I just wanted to contrast Neros Shabbos with Neros Chanukah. And I put on your Marmokomos just a couple of Rambams just to get us started. The Rambam writes in Perkei of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph and Beis, very, very famous and important Rambam, where the Rambam tells us that Hadlokas Neros Shabbos ain't a Roshus, im Rotza Madlik, im Rotza ain't a Madlik, velo Mitzvah ain't a Chavler, Dova Chara, Achi Asenako, Neru Bechatzes, and Tez Yadam Achila, Ela Chova. So Rambam makes a big fuss. He says that Neros Shabbos is not a Roshus, not optional, nor is it one of these like mitzvahs that if you want light, if you want to eat bread, you have to wash your hands. But you don't have bread. You want to carry in your chatzer, you have to make an Erev chatzer. But you don't have to carry in your chatzer. If you want to have a meal with light, so then you should light Neros. No, it is a chova, which sounds like there's a havamina to think that it's not a chova. There's a havamina to think it's a reshus, it's not an imperative. So what's that havamina? And then the Rambam says, Echad anoshim ve'echad anoshim chayovim lios bebateyem ner daluk b'shabbos. Afilu ein lo mayochal. And even if you have no food, you're starving, you're an ani, shol al apsachim, you have to go ahead and beg for money that you can have shemen umadlik asaner shezeh bichlal onek Shabbos v'chayv levarech. So he's emphasizing over and over and over again that it's onek Shabbos, it's a chiyuv, because it's a chiyuv, you have to make a bracha, even if you're poor, you still have to have neros. And then he says, "Mutter lehistamesh b'ner Shabbos." You're allowed to be mishtamesh b'ner Shabbos. U'shlo yadavet tzarich iyun harbe. You shouldn't go ahead and read a small shakas aryeh by the ner Shabbos because that might cause you to tilt the ner, etc. However, you are allowed to be mishtamesh b'ner Shabbos because this is onek Shabbos. If I were to ask you, when we speak about Ner Shabbos being Onek Shabbos, what would you say is what's the idea? What is the idea of Ner Shabbos? Shalom Bayis is a beautiful idea, but what's the idea of Shalom Bayis? Well, like, what does that mean? What does that mean, Shalom Bayis? Does it mean
it's
you and your wife? Okay, imagine for yourself for a second. Imagine, let's just flash back 150 years. 150 years, if you did not light candles in your house on Friday afternoon, what would your house look like Friday night? It would be pitch black. It would be black. Is dark. Is dark, is no light, is that a geschmack situation? It's not geschmack. It's not enjoyable. It is uncomfortable. It's hard to eat your meals there. It's something that will create an uncomfortable home environment. And therefore, Chazal mandated that you do what?
You light
the candles. And it's a chova. Don't think, if I want light, if I want a geschmack environment, then I'm going to put on light, but it's a resource. No. It became an imperative, Mishum Onek Shabbos. Therefore, at the same time, let's say you're not partaking of the light. Is it okay not to put your neros in an attic where you're not going to be all Shabbos? Yeah. No, that doesn't help. The point is, onek Shabbos, the point is to partake of the light, to enjoy the light, to use the light. Again, not to read a Shagas Aryeh, because then you might come to raise the flame, but otherwise it should be, where should the lights be lit?
In
the main area, in the dining room, where you're having your Suda, and mutter lishtamesh b'hem, because of Onik Shabbos. That's what Shalom Bayis means. We don't want you to be sitting in the dark. We don't want you to be sitting in the dark. That's uncomfortable. Therefore, there's a chiyuv to light candles, to make a bracha. That's what Neros Shabbos is. In contrast, we have a halacha. We saw the first Gemara. We're not going to go through it all, but the first Gemara that you saw, which again we've seen it a couple of times already, the Gemara cites a machlokas amoraim, whether when it comes to Ner Chanukah, mutter or aser lehishtamesh la'ora. On the one end, maybe mutter lehishtamesh la'ora. Why not? You can go in and partake of the lights, and in that sense, it's going to be just like Neros Shabbos mutar l'shtamesh la'ora. Or perhaps the view of Rav Zera and Abaye and others is aser l'hishtamesh la'ora, and in that sense, Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah represent two polar opposites, polarities. Where Ner Shabbos, yes, it's an imperative to be mishtamesh la'ora, whereas Ner Chanukah, you're not allowed to be mishtamesh la'ora. And of course, how do we pask in the Ner Chanukah question? Aser l'hishtamesh la'ora. How do you know that? Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe. But if you look at Tosvos, on Daf Chof Aleph Mebeis, the top Tosvos, which is, starts on Chof Aleph Med Aleph, so Tosvos there says, clearly, Umir, I'm looking at the first of the thin lines in Tosvos, Chof Aleph Mebeis, top Tosvos, Umir, Rav Dekar, Madlikim, Ben Bechol, Ben Beshabbos, Lo Havi, Motzi, Lameimer, Madlik, Stam, the Hav Amina, Davka, Bechol, Val Shabbos, Ein Madlikim, Shemayate, I would have thought the average person is not going to be machmir, and the average person is going to assume just like Shabbos is mutter, so too Chanukah is also mutter. However, the chen hilchasa, but the halacha is the ner Chanukah aser lishtamesh laora kerav ukerav Yochanan v'abay nami kibla v'rav Yosef nami mashal kamon. And that is the ultimate consensus when it comes to Ner Chanukah. The psak is Aser Lehishtamesh Laora. So from the Gemara Chaf Al Mabez, it is a machlokes, but the halacha is Aser Lehishtamesh Laora. And then that sets up a contrast between Shabbos, which is Mutar Lehishtamesh Laora, where you have to be Mishtamesh Laora, where if you don't get enough from the candles, you're actually not going to be Yotze, and Chanukah, which is Aser Lehishtamesh Laora. Okay? So that's Gemara number one. We're going to look at a total of four Gemaras, and the goal is to see if these Gemaras really are in sync and are jiving with each other, or they're really four separate and distinct sugyas. And that's the agenda today, is to set this up for you so that, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll be able to get into the Rishon. So that's sugya number one. Sugya number two is on the bottom, towards the bottom of Chof Av Mabez, and the Gemara tells us, Tana Rabbanan, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah lahanicha al Pesach beso. The ner chanukah you put outside your house. Mibachutz im hayodar ba'ali. If you live in the attic, manicha b'chalon asmuch l'sharabim. Shas ha-sakana manicha al shulchan v'dayo. And Omar Rava, tzorich ner acheres lihishtamesh la'ora. So comes on Rava, and Rava tells us that you need a, what we call?
Shabbat.
You need a shamash. So Rava introduces us, again, chafal of mebeis. Rava introduces us to the concept of a shamish. If you want to be mishtamish la'ora, you need a shamish. Okay? Let's see. The i'ika medura, and if there is a large alternative source of light, then lo tzarich. The i'adam chashivu, and if you're a chashiv person that does not use meduras typically, afakav the i'ika medura tzarich ner acheres. You need a shamish. Now, Rabosai, before we get to the Gra, which a bunch of you were troubled by a little bit, I want to just explore for a second. If you could tell me your ideas, your thoughts, why, on the one hand, Aser Lehishtamesh La'ora, why is that the case, A, and B, why the necessity for a shamish? What's the reason for this halacha? What's the logic? What's the basis? Yes, Shmuel Bark. What?
Mitzvah.
Can you explain what that means?
Sure, it should be recognizable that the Hanukkah candles are for a mitzvah and not for so that you can read.
Okay. So possibility number one, did you make that up?
No, Rashi said that.
Okay, Rashi said that where?
Rashi said that.
The answer is Rashi said it? Everywhere. Rashi said it in both sugyas. Rashi says it in the first sugya. If you look at Aser Lehishtamesh La'ora, top line, Rashi says, Sheinika shuner mitzvah, v'lecha l'meichas la'toya. And Rashi in the second sugya, throughout, says you need a ner acheres. Why do you need a ner acheres? Rashi says, Lasos heker la'davar. If you have a medura, Eish lo tzarech ner acheres, l'fish ha'mishtamesh la'ora medura. There's hekera, shanir shal mitzvah, V'adam choshevu, then tzarek ne'racher is dilo, lo have heker. So Rashi throws out this concept of heker, heker, heker. Could you explain to me, Shmuel, what's the pshat in heker? What's the idea over here?
You want to know that it's a mitzvah. If it's all about pursuing nisa, then you should know that.
Okay, good. In other words, first I want to we need to de-brainwash ourselves for a second. Most of us today, again, when we think of Neiros Chanukah, we think about our houses, we're thinking about electricity in our houses, and we're thinking about a menorah Chanukiah type of device. Let's not think in those terms. Let's flash back a little bit. House is generally dark at night. Now you have some kind of device, some kind of light, some kind of candelabra, some kind of lantern that's going to produce some light. So now you go ahead and light that, and you're lighting it L'shem Chanukah. But while you're lighting L'shem Chanukah, what else are you doing with that light? You're eating dinner with that light. You're reading with that light. You are doing other things with that light. So is there any heker that light is L'shem Chanukah? There's no such heker. In other words, so says the Gemara, either Sukkah number one, Asa L'shtamish La'ora, or if you want to be Mishtamish La'ora, then you better produce some other light, whether it's Medura or some other second lantern. Now that I have a second lantern, what does that indicate about the first lantern? That it's done L'shem Mitzvah. That's done L'shem Mitzvah. If the idea of, and I think this is correct, if the idea of Ner Chanukah is Pesumenisa, then it has to project Ner Chanukah. If it's projecting just a light in the house, then it's not projecting Ner Chanukah, and therefore there is no attendant Pesumenisa. Hence, I think a very good argument, and this is Rashi's Shita, is the idea is Heker, which I'm also going to call Prisume Nisa, and hence, Aslish Tanish La'ora, unless you have an alternative light in the house, and then you're being nostalgic with that light, not this light, and therefore there's a Heker that it's done, L'shem Neros Chanukah. Hold on, Yitz Gekovich, 1 second, please. The Girsa of the Gra. What did the Gra do? The Gra read Rava and he says, Amar Rava, what did Rava say? Tzarech ner acheres lihishtamesh la'ora. What did the Gra do? Tzarech ner acheres, period. Let's go with our Girsa for a second. According to our Girsa, what is the role, according to Rava, of Ner Acheres? Yes, Nate?
To provide another light source.
Meaning what? So say it out, play it out.
Do we have another light source that we can use the light and we don't use the...
If you want to
have light.
Use light, and you have just the Ner Chanukah, that's a no-no. Why is that a no-no? Because now you have a problem. So what do you need to do if you want to use light? You need to bring a Ner Acheres. Now that you have a Ner Acheres, then you can mishtamish la'ora because it is nikar that it is l'shem Chanukah by the fact you have a second light. What did the Gra do? What did the Gra do? The Gra says, which I think is very sharp, the Gra says, let's say I don't want to use this light. I want to light the candles, and then I'm going to take a nap. Do you need Ner Acheres? According to the Vilna Gaon.
Yeah.
The answer is yes. Why? Yeah?
Because if the whole region is pursuing Nisa, from an outside observer, they don't see what you're doing in your house or whatever. They just see the candles, and it doesn't necessarily look like that you're using it for Hanukkah.
Correct. In other words, according to the Vilna Gaon, inherently, if all you have is one candle, one lantern, inherently, is there a heker? This is Neros Chanukah.
No.
So therefore, you need a second light to create heker, even if you are not using the candle. In other words, that's what the Gra, I think, wants to impress upon us. He's not goris l'shtamis la'ora, because l'shtamis la'ora is going to confuse you. And you need the second light even without shimus la'ora. Why? Because otherwise, this solitary candle is not projecting Pirsume Nisa, and we need it to project Pirsume Nisa. Yes?
So why, specifically a shamish, I don't think it would be sufficient enough to be another thing because it's easily...
Again, Bizman Hazeh, first of all, the fact that we are lighting with candles itself, is that something we normally do? In other words, since we normally use these fancy razzle-dazzle electric lights, a candle itself is Pirsume Nisa. The Chanukiah itself is Pirsume Nisa. And Me'ikra Din, Bizman Hazeh, do we really need a shamash? Probably not.
Don't we say that once we establish the practice?
Okay, good, but that's like, that's not Me'ikra Din. That's like a side effect.
Rabbi, not Bizman Hazeh. Shamash can be easily mixed up as part of the practice.
You're right, and maybe that's why it's really important that your shamish is really separate and distinct.
It would also have to be Pirsume Nisa with the extra light.
I'm not sure. In other words, if you have... What?
If the part of the grub is according to his reason is that Pirsume Nisa and everyone else has to see it, then the second light would also have to be visible to the outside.
Correct. It's visible, but what's really providing... In other words, it's the... Normally I use one light. Now I have two lights. That indicates that one of these lights is projecting the Pirsume Nisa. Rabosa, is there any other reason you can think of why we're not allowed to Asur Lishtamesh La'ora in light of what you have learnt today? Another reason? Besides Heker Pirsume Nisa? Yes?
It's lowering the Kedusha.
What's that?
Lowering the Kedusha of the
Nerfanika. Lowering the Kedusha. Okay. What else did I hear? Okay, one idea, we'll come back to that, is Bizui Mitzvah, and that is that mitzvahs I don't want to use the word Kedusha on purpose, but mitzvahs have a certain, I'll use the English word, have a certain stature, sanctity,
dignity,
Kedusha, and to go ahead and take an object of mitzvah and use it for matters of chol is a denigration of mitzvah, and therefore nothing to do with Hanukkah, nothing to do with Pirsume Nisa, but just Bizui Mitzvah, which is a general, is something that's relevant to all mitzvahs. If I were to start using a lulav as a pointer, so that would be a Bizui Mitzvah. If I paint some stitching on an esrog, and now I start using on Sukkos a esrog as a football, so that would be a Bizui Mitzvah, and that would be inappropriate to do. That's possibly number two. Another third possibility, which was perhaps echoed slightly in a Gemara, slightly, and what Benji said, but I don't think he meant, is what? It's in the Rishonim very clearly. I'll show you hopefully today, but not so clear in the Gemara. Maybe one line, a throwaway line by Shmuel.
Is it about the Kisam?
No. Why are we lighting a menorah? Why are we lighting a menorah? So the answer is because this is somehow a zecher to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And if it's a zecher to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, what is the status of menorah in Beis HaMikdash? Here I'm going to use the word.
Kedusha.
I'm going to use the word Kedusha. And if it's Kedusha, it has a status of Hekdesh. Can I go ahead and use Hekdesh Kedusha for mundane things?
No.
Certainly not. And therefore, the Neros, which are a zecher la Mikdash, what do we call this holiday? Chanukah. Why do we call it Chanukah? That's a nice drush. It's a nice thing that they teach in Gan. Chanu chav hei. It's not really correct. Why is it called Chanukah? Chanukiah? No, terrible. What? Yes, because it was a rededication. The Beis HaMikdash was defiled. The Mizbeach was defiled. It was a Chanukah, a rededication of the Mikdash, of the Mizbeach, Chanukah, and therefore this is a Chag that has Beis HaMikdash orientation, and as a result is a certain Kedusha to the Neros, and if they're Kadosh, What do we say when we light the candles? Haneros halalu, kodesh heim, and therefore ein lanu reshus lishtamesh bahem ela lirosam bilvad. So it could be us lishtamesh also might have to do with a kedusha element. If I were to just throw out a couple of questions, I'm going to throw out a couple of questions. How long do the neirs have to be lit?
30 minutes,
let's say. 30 minutes. 40 minutes after they're lit, it's already tzeis kolchav, but you have still a nice amount of oil left. Can you extinguish, or better yet, can you start reading your books, keneged or haner, counting your money, keneged or haner? What would you say? Be careful before you answer. It's a machlokes. That's good, Avi.
I would say.
No, not I would say. Not I would say. Here you're going to start with the magical two words. It depends. It depends. What does it depend on? Go ahead, Benji. Talking too much. Yes, Avi Cohen. Stop.
Depends on which one you go in.
Okay, if you go with Pirsumei Nisa, Heker Pirsumei Nisa once, then you're good. The Chora, once the mitzvah's over, then you're good. You can even turn off the lights if you want, as we saw. You can certainly be neder from the lights. If you hold Bizui Mitzvah, what do you do with your lulav and esrog after Sukkot is over? Can you throw them out? Can you throw them out? Can you throw them out? The answer is, can you throw them out? You can throw them out. You can throw them out. You should throw them out respectfully, but can you throw them out? You can throw them out. Why? Because there's no pizza mitzvah after the shasa mitzvah is now what? Is over. But if it has a status of kedusha, of hegdesh, so then I would posit that after the Shas HaIsser, you would not be able to just get rid of it. Are you allowed to learn Torah, Keneged or Haner? To learn Torah. You want to sit down with a Sefer and learn by Neros Chanukah, Gavi Silver. If what? Can or can't? Or can't? Can or can't? Or can't?
Can't.
If it's Hegdesh, then they're Kadosh. You can't use them for anything other than their designated activity. If you have a Korban that's Hegdesh, can you now use it for your... You can't even use it for a Shlomim. If you have an Ola, you can't use it for a Shlomim. It's Mukdash. It's designed. It's set aside for that purpose. You can't even use it for a tzorech mitzvah. If it's a matter of bizui mitzvah, Rabbo says it's a bizui. L'chora, to use it for another mitzvah may not be, I'm not sure. That'll go to our next sugya. And lastly, if it's a matter of pesumei nisa, and now you're reading by, what would you say?
No, it's a problem.
It's a problem. Why is it a problem? Because it's no longer a heker mitzvah, yafe ma'od. So we have some nafkamina that are brewing in these reasons. Let's look at number three. Let's look at the sugya number three, because I think this next sugya is going to be the most interesting sugya in terms of how these issues are going to play themselves out. So let's take a look. Rabosai, here I'm going to ask you to pay careful attention. We're on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. And if we take a look at Chav Beis and Aleph, take a look. The Gemara has the following din. Amar Rava, near Chanukah. No, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. Oser lahartzos ma'os keneged ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to count money by the ner Chanukah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If you hold heker, makes sense. If you hold bizui mitzvah, makes sense. If you hold kedusha, makes sense. Now notice what Shmuel says. Shmuel comes back and says, what do you mean? What do you mean? When this was presented to Shmuel, Amar Li, he said to me, what do you mean? V'chiner kedusha yesh ba? Is there any sanctity in the Neros that what? That you should not be allowed to count your money by the Neros? Of course you can count your money because they do not have, they don't have kedusha. So first of all, Shmuel seems to be saying what?
It's not
Kedusha. Sounds like that's what he's saying. But then he's saying something amazing. He's saying you can count your money by the Neros. Wow. So what happened to Heker? What happened to Bizui Mitzvah? Interesting. Let's continue. So Rav Yosef comes back and says, fires back, Morei da'avram. Oh, sorry, not Rav Yosef. Maskev Rav Yosef. What does maskev mean?
A bam kasha.
A bam kasha from what?
From a different source.
Wrong! Maskev means an attack from logic. A logical attack. Not from a source. A hatkafa means an attack. A logical attack. Rav Yosef says, V'chi dam kedusha yeshbo? Does the blood of a chicken, the blood of a chaya, have kedusha? No. And the Tanya, yet we learned, V'shafach v'chisa v'amesha shafach yechase, shelo yechasen v'aregel shelo yu mitzvah bezuyos alav. Hachanami, shelo yu mitzvah bezuyos alav. Comes along Rav Yosef and says, what? There's a mitzvah of kisui adam. Kisui adam, we have a gzeiras hakasa that says, when it comes to kisui adam, v'shafach, you spill the blood, v'yechase, you must cover the blood. B'meshe shafach yechase. How did you spill the blood? When you shechted the animal, you spilled the blood. How did you spill the blood? By hand. So how do you have to go ahead and cover the blood? By hand, and not by foot. You're not allowed to kick dirt on the blood. Why not? Shelo yehe mitzvos bezuyos alav. And therefore, you also cannot count your money by the candles. So comes on Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef says, I don't understand you, Shmuel, at all. We have an open gzeres hakasev from kisui adam that what? That you're not allowed to? Can't do bizui mitzvah. So good, maybe he concedes the fact. Maybe there's no kedusha. Let's concede that. Maybe. But I got a gemara that says you can't kick dirt on the blood because that is a bizui mitzvah. That's a bizui mitzvah. So to hear, there's a bizui mitzvah. End of Gemara. Did Shmuel know how to learn?
Yes.
So what? So I want to understand, what is this dialogue? What's Shmuel's position over here? Why is he not swayed by Rav Yosef's argument? And what is Rav Yosef's argument? What's the svara of Shmuel? What's the svara of Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef has got a strong braisa that says you can't do bizui mitzvah. And Shmuel says, I'm not impressed. How is Shmuel going to distinguish? And why does Rav Yosef not accept this distinction that is going to be made by Shmuel? Mr. Silver.
Shmuel holds that we're talking about a case after the Bersumei Nisa aspect of the Neres Chanukah. So it's after the mitzvah. And in the case of...
Stop. Because who says? You made that up. Who says? After the... Who says? No, we can't. Because you're taking extra, you're making something up. You have all you have is what's in the Gemara. It's during the Shas HaMitzvah. It's during the. There's no Kiddush over here. What are you talking about? Okay, you can count the money at 10 o'clock at night after the mitzvah is long over.
The
good.
There's no
Kiddush. Yeah, there's the physical action.
Silver.
Yeah.
I think you said something new now.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
You want to say that again?
Physical, when you're covering the blood, there's a physical part of the mitzvah that you're like degrading by covering it with your hands and with your feet, as opposed to by a Neres Chanukah. You're not actually doing anything in Neres Chanukah.
Now you're saying something. See, when you're saying something, I'll tell you're saying something. When you're not saying something, I'll tell you that too. But that's the way it goes. If I give you a compliment, it has to mean something. You understand what I'm saying? If I compliment you for Narishkeit, then the compliment for saying something doesn't... Okay, so what Gavi is saying is as follows. There's a fundamental difference, says Shmuel, between the case of Kisui Adam and the case of Neros Chanuk. In the case of Kisui Adam, you're kicking the dirt. What is, listen to the lumdus though. Now I'm going to lumdusize it, Gavi. What is the cheftza of mitzvah of Kisui Adam? What's the cheftza of the mitzvah? What's the object of the mitzvah? The blood and the and the what? And the dirt. So says the Gemara, the dirt is now the cheftz mitzvah. You have to handle the dirt properly. That's an object of mitzvah. It has to be handled in the right way. You can't do something to degrade the mitzvah, the object of the mitzvah. And the object of the mitzvah, to go ahead and kick the dirt on the blood, is a degrading way to perform the mitzvah, and therefore is unacceptable. It's a degradation of the mitzvah. Unacceptable. How much have you impinged on the neros by counting your money next to the neros?
Zero.
Have you impinged on the neros, on the cheft of the mitzvah?
No.
Not at all. You're counting the money. Is the life any in any sense diminished?
No.
It's not diminished. And therefore, is that, says Shmuel, called a degradation?
No.
That's not called degradation. Degradation means you have to do something to the object of the mitzvah. Counting money is not doing something to the object of the mitzvah. Yafeh. Good distinction. Gavi, good? So what about Rav Yosef? What about Rav Yosef? Why did Rav Yosef think, no, that's unacceptable. Unacceptable. Why did Rav Yosef say, no, you're wrong, Shmuel? The case of Kisui Adam, the case of Ner Chanukah, counting your money, is 100% a good tzushtel. It's a good comparison. Mr. Kunstler?
Does he hope that Bezo and Mitzvah will
no.
be...
What? What? Because he holds?
So Bezo and Mitzvah would be anything that you're intending, yeah.
Silver?
Yosef
Chetz
of the mitzvah is the life.
Oh, that's correct. He holds that the Chetz of the mitzvah is not the flame, but rather the light. And if the Chetz of the mitzvah is the light, then by using the light for what? For counting your money? That is a degradation of the chetz of the mitzvah. And therefore, it's a perfect comparison. Gavi, how do you like that pshat?
I like it a lot.
It's amazing, no?
Yeah.
It's great.
It's
so great.
Yeah.
You see, I'm smiling too. It's such a good pshat.
Yeah, I like it also.
It's amazing. In other words, that's how you're supposed to learn. You this is not just random, like, flying shittas. There's a... And that means again, Rav Shmuel and Rav Yosef are arguing a fundamental machlokes. What's the chetz of the mitzvah Neros Chanukah? Is the chetz of the mitzvah the flame, or is it the light? Now take it one step further. What's that depend on? What does that depend on? Is the chetz of the mitzvah the flame or the light? Go. Go.
If it's pursuing a nisa, then you have to. It's just the light, and not the light, the candles.
No.
The light, not the candle.
If the mitzvah is what? Is pursuing nisa? Then what's the chet of the mitzvah? Is the light. But if the mitzvah is fundamentally a maisa hadlaka, then it's what? Then what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the flame. So again, this innocuous little machlekes, a discussion about Kisui Adam, is going to the very essence and heart of what the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah is all about.
I'm going to just toss the argument about that.
Oh, stop. Oh, stop. Then, it wouldn't be fun.
I never would have gone that if I was saying myself.
Well, that's why... That's... Okay, I'm going to digress here for important digression. Rabbo, stop. What? Now, one second. Let me just deal with Nate. So, Nate, no, this is an important point, is when you learn halakha, when you learn Gemara, the way Gemara is presented is it's different cases, it's different dinim, it's different, it's shakla v'tarius. Every one of these, what Brisker learning brought to the world is that when you have a sugya, shitas, cases, questions, answers, everything that is those questions are premised on abstract ideas, concepts, conceptions of the halacha. And what the Brisker Lamden, what you do in Limud is you take the halacha, you take the dinim, you take the rules, and you then derive the abstract concepts from them. If we have the abstract concepts, you know, the abstract concept, on day one we discussed Pisume Nisa versus Maisa Hadlaka. Those abstract concepts exist, but then you will see them play out in various machloksim, in various shitas, in various shakmatais. And what the Brisker Lamden does is he abstracts the cases that are discussed in the Gemara, which is frankly what, you know, what that's really what learning is. That's the heart of what learning Iyun is all about.
Why does it have to be a main mitzvah? Why can't both be equally?
You can. You can have aspects of both. But what we're suggesting is this Shaka V'Tari is reflecting these two themes and these alternative themes, which again Shmuel has one that dominates,
right.
And Rav Yosef has another one dominates. Yes, quickly, I gotta go weiter.
Why can't Hekbesh be the lightest of the candle?
Who says it can't?
And didn't you say that either you will make Hekbesh, you will make Pesumah Nisa, and that's why you think that?
I didn't say Hekdesh or Pesumah Nisa.
Oh, you didn't say
what? I don't know. Yeah?
When you say Brisker alone just like brought that into the world, I'm assuming the Amoram also knew that.
Yes, but it didn't get lost, but it became the core methodology. In other words, it was brought to the forefront. It was always happening, but it was brought to the forefront as the Derech Halim in the Olam HaYeshivas. What? This Brisk kind of became the forefront in the late 19th century. Okay. I want to do one more thing. I want to do more than one more thing, but I'm going to limit myself. The last Gemara that I have you look at is Machlokas Rav and Shmuel once again. Rav Amar Ein Madlikin Miner Lener, Ushmuel Amar Madlikin. Rav says you're not allowed to light from candle to candle, and Shmuel says you're allowed to light from candle to candle. Now, according to Shmuel for a second, let's stop with Shmuel for a second. Shmuel says, Madlikin Miner Lener. Why does Shmuel allow Madlikin Miner Lener? What's his lechora? Why would that be okay to be Madlik Miner Lener? Okay, no Kedusha, that's fine. Step one, but why? What? Yes, true. So why Madlikin Miner Lener? Is there a bizui mitzvah when you are lighting from Ner Chanukah to Ner Chanukah? There's no bizui mitzvah. And therefore, if I have my menorah, you have your menorah, and you're taking from my candle to light yours, that's not a bizui mitzvah when I'm lighting me Ner Chanukah and Ner Chanukah. Would you necessarily rule the same way, necessarily, if you're talking about learning Torah next to Ner Chanukah?
You would not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Even though you're using the Nair for what?
For a mitzvah.
It's not the same mitzvah. So it could be a difference. We'll see. And finally, what I want to bring out is, what about lighting from a... So Rashmuel says Madlik Miner Lener. Rav says Ein Madlik Miner Lener. Why would Rav say Ein Madlik Miner Lener?
Because that bizah had to do with that specific candle.
So one possibility is, it is a bizah mitzvah, because using a mitzvah for anything else is a bizui, or he introduced this concept called makhish es hamitzvah. What does makhish es hamitzvah mean? Is that when you light another candle with this candle, what happens to the first candle? It's going to weaken a little bit, at least temporarily it's going to weaken, and as a result, that is, Rav was going to tell you, yeah, it's not a bizui mitzvah, but it is a hakhasha, a weakening of the mitzvah, and therefore madlik min elin es might be a problem. What would Shmuel say about the following? Shmuel, who says, madlik min elin er, taking the ner Chanukah, lighting a match, and now taking the match and lighting another ner Chanukah. Is that the same as the heter of madlikim miner laner?
No.
The answer is not necessarily. Why? Because the match is what?
It's a divrei chol.
It's a matter of chulin. So you took, went from mitzvah to chol to mitzvah, and even Shmuel might maintain that that qualifies as a bizui mitzvah. In other words, it's not that Shmuel rejects bizui mitzvah, but if you're going straight from ner laner, that's not called bizui mitzvah. If you're going from ner to a split, to a match, and then to another ner, that already might be called bizui mitzvah. Okay, Rabosai, I'm going to learn with you one line of the Rashba, and then we're going to save the Rishon for tomorrow. But what I need you to do tonight is really have these Gemaras cold, understand the principles of each Gemara. Again, Gemara number one, Aslash Tamis Le'or Haner, Aslash Tamis Le'or Haner, which could go in a lot of different directions. The Sugya of Rava, that you need a Shamish, that, again, as Rashi learns, is focused on Heker. Then you have the Machlokas, Rav Yosef and Shmuel. According to Rav Yosef, we introduce the idea of Bizui Mitzvah. Is Bizui Mitzvah the same as Aslash Tamis Le'or Haner? Bizui mitzvah l'chor is a universal idea that the Gemara now applies to near Chanukah. It applies to Noi Sukkah. It applies, what was the third case we had? To Kisei Hadam. And then we have Madlikim min ner l'ner. Just want to learn one line of the Rashba just to show you that, because we haven't seen inside any element of Kedusha yet. So look at the Rashba, source number 9, but we'll pick this up near Hashem tomorrow. The Rashba writes, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, my time of the Rav, the reason that is because al yedei neis shenase b'menorah titnu. The neis Chanukah is patterned after the neis that happened to the menorah where in the Beis HaMikdash. Hilkach asau k'menorah. They made it like the menorah shiba Mikdash. Sha'aser lihishtamesh la'ora. In the Beis HaMikdash, could you use the Ner Sheba Mikdash?
No.
Absolutely not. And therefore, you can't use aser lihishtamesh la'ora. Then the Rashba says, Inami, or you could argue, Kevan dila mitzvah madlika, since you're lighting these Neros for what purpose? For the mitzvah, imishtamesh ba, ika bizui mitzvah. So he introduces both ideas. So we have Rashi's idea of Heker, Pirsumei Nisa, Bizei Mitzvah, which is clearly in the Gemara according to Rav Yosef. Shmuel, we'll see. Does he agree with it or not? Not clear. And then you have the idea of Kedusha, which you'll find in Rishon, which clearly Shmuel says, V'chiner Kedusha Islay. Does the Ner have Kedusha? So the question also will be, how did Rishon deal with that line? That line seems to indicate clearly that Shmuel is saying the Neros do not have Kedusha, the Chiner Kedusha Islay, and how do we show him delve with that Shmuel position as well? Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Have an excellent day.